just wondering, does anyone here own a pussycat? Does anyone own a pussycat here? One. Good, two. Good. Okay, well, this story is about a pussycat. And when this story took place, he was 5 years of age. 5 years of age. But when the owners first knew him, he was just 2 weeks. 2 weeks. He'd been found in a drain by a little boy, a dirty drain. And the boy just wondered what he could do, because where he lived, he wasn't able to keep pets. Then he thought of a bright idea. In a few days' time, there's going to be a fun and games night. And he thought, well, maybe I can give this to someone there. And so before long, the fun and games night came along, and they're raising money for a club. And at the end of the night, they put up different things for sale. And this little boy decided that he put up this little kitten for sale. And do you know that no one wanted a kitten? No one wanted him even for nothing. But there was a little boy there who attended that night. He thought, oh, he'd like to have him, but his daddy wasn't there to say whether he could have him or not. But when he got home, he asked his father if he could have this little kitten that no one wanted for nothing. He said, well, if he still hasn't got a home, you can have him. And so he inquired, and the kitten was still available. And so soon this little boy, Sonny, he had a little kitten of his own. And you know, this little kitten was really lively. He jumped around everywhere. And in fact, he looked like a tiger. And so, you know, that's what the family called him. They called him Tiger. And you know, every morning, before breakfast, he was let out for a walk to stretch his legs. And then after breakfast, he was allowed to go for another little walk to stretch his legs again. But you know, one morning, he never came back. And Mother was very concerned. And so she called out, "Puss, puss, 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 puss." You know, puss, 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 puss. But no answer. No puss. Well, the family very distressed that night. Things weren't the same without Tiger. You know, he'd grown into a beautiful cat. Nice and sleek. Lovely coat. Everyone liked him. But the family loved him most of all. But now he's lost. And they wondered if they'd ever find Tiger again. And they wondered what they should do. And what would you do if you lost your pussycat? What would you do? Pray. Now, that's a good answer. And they did. And they prayed. And the second day went by and still no pussycat. And the third day, well, they just wondered what they should do again. And they decided that they would put his photo in a shop, in a few shops nearby. And they did that. And they also put leaflets in about 250 homes around where Tiger could have wandered. But you know, the third day went, and there's still no Tiger. Then the fourth day. And then they got a phone call from a neighbour across the road, and they said, look, we've got a ginger and white cat in the back paddock. It's died. The cat has died. Oh, the family is so disheartened. I thought they better go across to the neighbour's home and have a look in this back paddock. And they had a look at this ginger and white cat, but it wasn't Tiger. It wasn't Tiger. So they're sad for the owners of that cat. And they were glad it wasn't Tiger. So the fourth day went on, and the family went out to visit on the fourth night, and they came back late at night. And as they were getting out of the car, Mother thought she heard a little meow. And she listened, and she thought she'd call out, puss, 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 puss. And she heard another little meow. Oh, she thought, this is strange. And she called out again, puss, 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 puss. And a lady jumped up at the back of the home She said, look, she said, there's a pussycat crying in the neighbour's garage down here at the back. Oh, the whole family ran round to the back of the house, next down to the next street. And mother called out, puss, 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 puss. And there was a meow. And Sonny, he was so excited, he said, puss, 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 tiger. And the cat went, meow. He said, that's definitely tiger. And they just wondered what they could do because the neighbour was out who owned that garage. And so father thought, well, maybe we better get the police. We'll ring the police and see if they can do something. Before long, a police car turned up. And the police got out and they said, what's the problem? Well, father said, look, there's a cat in distress in this garage here. And it could be our cat. Well, they said, look, we used to try to find criminals, not pussycats, you know. But anyway, the two police, they walked around to the back of the house. They tried the door of the garage. It was shut, but it wasn't locked. And so they were able to bring the door right up. And one of them had a very bright torch. And so he looked around in the garage everywhere, up in the roof. And lo and behold, he put the beam of the torch up on the roof, and there was two shiny eyes looking down. And the policeman said to Sonny, is this your cat up here? And he looked up and he said, yes! He said, that's Tiger! And they were so excited, the family was so excited. And the policeman said, look, this must be a special pussycat you've got here. And so the policeman helped Sonny up to gradually bring the pussycat down. And Sonny was so excited. And so they got home that night, and what do you think they did? What do you think they did when they got home that night with Tiger? Yeah, that's right. They prayed and thanked Jesus for finding the pussycat for them. They'd been going for 4 days, and eventually their prayer was heard. And the lady that owned that garage, she got a nice present the next day. Now, that's a true story. That's a pussycat. He was 5 years of age at the time, and he went on to live to 14 years of age. And that's a true story because he was our pussycat.